Record.
Okay, Blind Geek Zone users, it's Brandon here. Welcome aboard. Brandon Hennis here for you. If you'd like to contact me, please stay tuned to the end of this podcast, because I will be providing you that information as soon as I give you this demonstration. This demonstration is called Echolink for Android and Mobile Devices, as we will be demonstrating this on both the Android phone, Android tablet, an iPhone, and an iPad. You're probably asking, how are you going to do all that? Well, very easy. I have an iPhone 4 that I use as an iPod and then occasionally reactivate whenever I want to use it in place of the Android phone. And that will be our used device for the iPhone and then the iPad. You'll be able to see the difference. Okay, so what is Echolink? Well, first of all, Echolink is an application designed for amateur radio operators, which takes advantage of the ability to communicate over a wide area network back to amateur radio operators who may be talking on their radios on mobile units in a car down the road. And that's what Echolink is. It's for amateur radio use only. Keep this in mind. You must be a licensed amateur radio operator to use the product. So what about how we get around this? Echolink is a great, great application. Get around what, you ask? Well, two things. You might be wondering why it is that Echolink on a phone works better than on a computer. That's because on a computer you're going directly through the Echolink server and you must have ports forwarded. Whereas that's not the case with that is not the case, however, in the form of the Android and mobile devices. And as you'll find out, any mobile device can use Echolink. Again, you must validate your call sign. Go to Echolink, Echolink.org, and go to the validation page, and the steps are very simple for how to validate. And they do have an intuitive tutorial for the computer user on the keystrokes available to be used for a screen reader user. Let me slam the Enter key down, and we'll find Echolink launched. And I say Enter key, I'm using an LG VS700 Android phone. I'll be able to do one thing with this phone that I can't figure out yet with the tablet. Maybe we'll figure it out during the podcast. How about that? Things sometimes happen when you do podcasts. You actually, because you're so focused on it, you actually figure it out. Rick Harmon, by the way, gets a lot of thanks for the Blind Geek Zone website. We first should point this out. Anybody wishing to, contribute to blind-geek-zone.net, he obviously will review the podcast and upload it in its due time. All right, now, pressing the Enter key.
Echo test. Audio test server. Stations. 3 of 7. Exit application. Are you sure you want to exit Echolink? Yes. Click. Home.
I want to do this properly.
Echolink.
And I didn't do it properly. So, press enter on Echolink.
But, please wait. Please wait. Loading station list. Window.
Okay. Now, it's going to load the station list.
Stations. 3 of 7.
And the first page we land on is the stations page. That's because the QSO and text pages, which are the first two, are not available when you are outside of a QSO page. They're available, but it would make no sense to use them because, well, all the items are disabled. In voiceover terms, the word for that would be dimmed. Jaws says unavailable. I think system access and most of the other screen readers say disabled. Uh, I think voiceover, I think, is the only one that I've ever heard say dimmed. For those who want a little nostalgia, who forgot or maybe didn't know, back in the old Jaws days of Jaws 3.2, the word was grayed. That's right, G-R-A-Y-E-D. Was grayed. So I just thought I would give you a nice little piece of nostalgia. Echolink is loaded up. We're on the stations page. And now we have been presented with a list of stations, and it starts with categories. So let's look at the station list first.
Echodest. Audio test server. 1 of 4.
Okay.
Locations. 2 of 4.
Locations. Locations is... And by the way, audio test server, when you connect to it, you run a test, and you check your microphone for verification that it's working. Pressing down arrow after locations, which, by the way, allows you to select your country and region, and then search based on that.
Node types. 3 of 4.
Node types. There are 4 node types which must be noted here. Conferences is usually run under a Linux server, but is a server that allows multiple Echolink users to connect to it. It's like a hub. Being able to run and connect to that conference can be multiple repeaters, multiple users, links, and by the way, those are the other 3 types that can be connected to from this program. Links are, I've got a radio hooked up. You could be linked to a repeater or may not be. Links basically is for someone to have their radio hooked straight to it. Repeater, same concept. I really don't see a difference between the two because the settings in the sysop are different, or really they're not that different, but for the purposes of this, Echolink on the phone is a single user application, and since it would not be possible to connect a radio to a phone, about the most you could do, and it wouldn't really be a point to connect it to the phone because, well, quite honestly, if you're receiving phone calls, and you're using Vox on a radio, you don't want your phone call to be transmitted over the air. So that's just a little piece of advice. Not only that, but the people talking back to the Echolink station on the radio, the Echolink station won't hear them. So you just can't do that. Not that I've seen. That's node types. Going down.
Recent QSOs. 4 of 4.
Recent QSOs. If I have connected to somebody or someone has connected to me, that's where that one will show up in the recent QSO list. Self-explanatory. So let's go back to the top with a alternate plus home is what I'm using on the
Echodest. Audio test server. 1 of 4.
Now notice, instead of putting me back on the grid bar at the top, which shows all the categories, it actually put me on the first item in that first of 4 in that list. And that's one I encourage you to put in your favorites. It is the first one on the list, but in practice, I'm going to show you how you first put something into your favorites, then connect to it. We'll deal with the settings in a moment. There are a couple of things I recommend you do. You don't have to do them, but I recommend it. Press enter.
Echolink. Window. Connect. Button.
Okay, it popped another window open, and it says connect.
Add to favorites. Button.
Add to favorites.
Connect. Button.
And connect. So those are the 2 options. I'll go down one.
Add to favorites. Button. Click. Add to favorites.
Now.
Connect. Add to favorites. Button. Disabled. Connect. Button.
That would be because you'd have to remove something from your favorites. From within the favorites list. Echo test is now in the favorites. But if we press connect right here, here's what'll happen.
Click. Echolink. Window. QSO. 1 of 9. transmit.
And place
button.
Them back.
Disable.
Help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
All right, now what's happened is a little sound is played, indicating the unkeying on Echo Link. It's like a short courtesy beep. And what I have done is I've arranged the PTT key, which is to be the camera button. So if I hold this down,
Echo Link,
KC0USM testing Echo Link via the Android LG VS700 smartphone from Verizon Wireless.
Echo Link, window, transmit.
Echo Link,
KC0USM testing Echo Link via the Android LG VS700 smartphone from Verizon Wireless.
Okay, so that test went rather well. Now, you might have noticed my deviation was a little high. That was on purpose, to show you that you can actually adjust the deviation courtesy of Echo Link in terms of how your deviation comes out over the program. Now, that's deviation's a little bit high. Now, notice in the window, when I pressed the key, it said Echo Link window. Here's what's happened. A window pops up when you transmit. It's basically a window with a kind of a stop and start capability. So if I press the down arrow,
QSO,
or actually I'll press up arrow, QSO,
transmit button.
Now right arrow,
and button, CONF audio test server 8KC0USM LGE LGVS 700 user. This test server simply records and plays back transmissions for testing purposes. Use it all you like. 9 of 9.
Aha.
Button, transmit button.
Now, a couple of things I should point out to you. If I press the key here, adjacent to the
menu, audio select, 1 of 1.
There is a menu, and all it is an audio select menu. Unfortunately, if you're using the tablet, this menu is not available for one reason. On a tablet, the only time it would be available is if you had a headset plugged in and the ability to get into the menu, as I don't see a menu button or haven't seen one coexistent on the touchscreen side of this. But it is on the QWERTY. Pressing escape.
Echo Link. Window. Transmit.
Now, did you notice when I pressed right arrow twice, there was a little description area where it showed all the people connected, and then it showed one of the little element there. Now, that's not a big deal, because now, if I want to get out of that conversation, I'll sign with my call sign first.
Echo Link.
KC0USM will be clear.
Echo Link. Window. Transmit.
Echo Link. KC0USM will be clear.
Alright, good.
End button.
And I will be clear from there by pressing the end button.
Click. End.
The ascending sound
QSO transmit button
that you
disabled.
Heard, the ascending tone and the descending tones are the connect and disconnect sounds. Those sounds are heard when you want to connect to or disconnect from a server. Let's press a right arrow.
QSO text 2 of 9.
And continue to go to the right.
Stations 3 of 8.
Okay, it's showing 8 things. It's sort of an inaccurate read on that. I don't know why that happens. It's something in Echo Link. Pressing right arrow.
N0NHBL. SWIO
okay.
Link system. 1 of 15.
Okay, what's happened is, and now there's 15 items in my list. There was 14 when I tried to do take 1 because I didn't add Echo Link to my favorites list. But just to give you an idea, I've collected a list of repeaters that I favorite and have frequented. Such as, there's going to be a couple other repeaters I'm going to be adding to that list. The KJ4IDH repeat link up to the K4LKW repeater in Florida. The KG4PXG repeater in Brunswick. WBA-CRS in Cincinnati, WA-7ABU in Salem, Oregon. The CRS repeater is in Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way. So now let's ping our way, if we may, to the right.
Kalsen, KC0SM, 1 of 13.
Okay, there are 13 items, and I'm going to work my way from the top and work my way down and explain each of these. Call sign is essentially, as you would suspect, this is the call sign that I have as my amateur radio call sign, KC0USM, uniform Sierra mic. Of course, mobile accessibility and other screen readers, as you'll find, don't really like to read call signs with vowels in them very well. Pressing down.
Kalsen, KC0SM, auto location, checked, 2 of 13.
I'm going to go past the location stuff and jump down a couple rows.
Name, LGE-LGVS700 user, 4 of 13.
LGE-VS700 user. Okay, this is some good piece of information. Maybe you noticed as I pressed down arrow that because this arrow key, when it went down, landed on name, I could edit that and make it say branded on LG phone. But because I like to, because my call sign is affiliated with my name anyway on QRZ, I usually don't worry about this too much. Some may be more pickier about it than I am. Down arrow.
Network connection. Relay. 5 of 13.
Okay, network connection. This determines if, in fact, you can go relay, which is what I used, direct, by proxy, by private proxy or custom proxy, or auto. Auto means okay, I have to apologize for my weather app talking in the background on my Android tablet. That could be a stumbling block, which I'm going to fix. At one point, I'll be pausing the recording, and I'll be correcting this. Pressing our down arrow key, we go down.
Proxy settings. Host name and password. 6 of 13. Disabled.
Host name and password. Now, it says disabled, because we can't use this because we aren't using anything else right now.
Microphone gain. 18 decibels. 7 of 13.
Now, what this is a decibel gain control. To explain to you what this does, I'm going to press the Enter key.
Microphone gain, 18 decibels. Cancel, 18 decibels. 6 of 6.
Now, that's plus 18. You want, and trust me and believe, you don't want to have this set to 18 dB when your gain, when you're communicating to a repeater. I got away with that on Echo Test, but it's not something you want to really do. So I'm going to press the up arrow.
0 decibels. 3 of 6.
And now I'll press Enter.
Echo Link. Window. Microphone gain. 18 decibels. End on. Microphone gain. 0 decibels. 7 of 13.
I had to press down arrow and then up arrow again to confirm that that did change. Press the down arrow.
End RX sound. Play a sound when the other station stops transmitting. Checked. 8 of 13.
By default, that is unchecked. If you, like I am, however, prefer that be checked, I suggest you check that box. Otherwise, you'll run into a problem.
Text sound. Play a sound when a line of text is received. Checked. 9 of 13.
Indeed, I have got that configured as well. By the way, you can also reply to text messages in that box, too.
App sounds. Unchecked to mute all event sounds. Checked. 10 of 13.
App sounds. Unchecked to mute all event sounds. Now, this is a useful setting if you're pretty novice, or rather, if you're pretty fluent with Echo Link and don't even really need to worry about this sort of thing, but I tend to keep this open anyway, because you never know if there's maybe a problem connecting. Down arrow.
Camera button PTT. Use dedicated camera button as PTT switch. Checked. 11 of 13.
Okay. This setting is a very good setting. Use Camera button as a PTT switch. Essentially what that does is says, as soon as I hold down the camera button, instead of taking a photograph, use that to initiate, hold it down to talk it, and then hold it down, and then release it to stop transmitting. Pressing down.
Disable screen lock. Keep screen on during QSO. Checked. 12 of 13.
Okay, that is actually a very, very important feature. There is a reason for this. Some people are doing emergency nets, perhaps, as a good example. And a net is a gathering, basically, of the amateur radio operators in that area or around different areas. And essentially gathers more than one people together and so on and so forth. All right. There's your first description. That right there, by the way, that particular setting, I find to be quite useful because sometimes I forget that I'm in a QSO when I'm doing something in a QSO window or still connected to a repeater. So if I haven't heard my screen lock to save battery, and I start noticing my battery meter is telling me that I need to plug it in, I know why. Press the down arrow key once again.
App version 1.3.1.13 of 13.
App version 1.3.1. Okay. This, my friends, is the last item in the settings group. Let's go back to the top.
CALS settings, 5 of 7.
There are two other items which are unavailable, from what I can tell. But that's the main area. Now, let's press the menu while we're in here.
CALSON, KC0ASM, 1 of 13. Settings, 5 of 7.
Notice the menu is not available on the tab control. See if I...
Text. Stations. 3 of F menu. Refresh.
It is in the menu on the stations tab. Refresh.
Search.
And search.
2 of 2. Echo link. Window. Echodesk. Audio test server. 1 of 4.
Now, remember when we made that change on the audio volume? Let's see if it paid off.
Echo link. Click. Echo link. Window.
Welcome to the
QSO.
Echo Link test server.
One of not transmit.
This server records
button.
Your transmission
disable.
And plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Okay, so Echo Link, unfortunately, I will warn you, mobile accessibility may impede on this, and that's just a common thing here. Pressing this. KC0USM testing to make sure that the decibel gain is set down to zero.
Echo link. Window. Transmit. Echo link.
KC0USM testing to make sure that the decibel gain is set down to zero.
Nice. It is. And there's our little sound.
Echo link.
KC0USM clear.
Echo link. Window. Transmit. Echo link.
KC0USM clear.
Okay, good. All right.
End. Button.
I want to note to you phone users that to exit an application, in most cases you press the back button. Echo Link will prompt you with a confirmation asking you if you're sure you want to close the application. At that point you just say yes to that and continue on. Now, let's move over to the tablet side. Now, I'm going to do things a little bit differently here, as obviously you would expect because I'm running Jelly Bean on the tablet. The first thing I'm going to do is I am going to leave this connected, but I'm going to lay the tablet down. And I must apologize for my slight disorientation at points. But due to the position that I have to sit in to do this. This is what's going to make it a little interesting. I'll press the power button again, and this time we're using TalkBack on the Android. You'll notice a bit of a difference. Pressing the power button.
12:59 p.m. Ringer 100%.
Here's TalkBack. I'm going to hold down the
slide area.
Slide that. That was a vertical slide,
device
by the way.
Unlocked. Home.
Okay, and Catherine very pleasantly said, device unlocked. I like that. This is why I like that voice. Only thing I don't like is when it gets interrupted after reading a large
check
string.
Check out for the new features.
When it gets interrupted after reading a large block of text, then it thinks it has to wait for a while before saying anything. It literally, it's like a human being. It gets interrupted. It gets angry and stops talking. It doesn't like being interrupted. All right, let's go to the apps list here. And the way we do this in the unlock screen, once we've unlocked for the first time, as I have done, is to swipe to the left. So left to right swipe gestures.
Place, play, apps.
There's apps.
Apps.
And the boom. You're going to hear a lot of app sounds, a lot of sounds from TalkBack. And this is just feedback letting us know that we're navigating. If we ever lost speech, and we counted the number of clicks we heard, we could actually navigate this way. That's one advantage to this. All right, let's swing to the left. Keep going.
Magic Jack.
Now, Magic Jack is on the same screen as Echo Link. Now, for those who are new to Jelly Bean, I don't know if Bill KD covered it in his podcast because I didn't listen to the whole podcast, but applications are divided into more than one page. And they usually are, let me count the number of apps for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, had a little glitch here. What's happened is we've stumbled across something and either we went too fast or something because Catherine, TTS, and TalkBack just went for a nice toe jam. Well, not a big issue. We just restart the tablet when that happens. All right, and I'll let you. Now the tablet starts up so much faster. I can actually talk while this is going on. Okay. What I would say about 16 to 20 apps at the most, perhaps on the main screen on the first page, and per page and so on. Okay. The tablet is in the process of powering on as we speak. It should be noteworthy that the Motorola Citrus, this would not work on the Motorola Citrus only because unless you install the updated eyes-free keyboard, unless if that works on Froyo, good. I haven't tried it because I don't have that device anymore. I didn't think you were supposed to be changing my screen rotation. TalkBack. Don't believe you were supposed to do that.
Check out for the new features.
Okay. Giving it a chance to send all the notifications out.
Missouri Valley 59. Missouri Valley 59 degrees Fahrenheit. 15 degrees centigrade.
That, by the way, is the weather notification app, which,
Missouri Valley IA.
Alright. Let's go ahead and try to unlock this.
1:03 p.m. Ringer 100%. Slide area. Device unlocked.
All right, good. Home. I'll swipe to the left until I hear apps again.
Play Store. Play Music. Play Movies. And apps. Apps.
And I'm going to swipe down to the right now after I double tap. That was swipe left till I found what I wanted and double tap. This is the Nexus 7 tablet, by the way.
Apps. Widgets. Shop. Acapella TTS Voices. Adam TTS. Calculator. Calendar. CB Radio Chat. Chrome. Clock. Currents. Duo TTS.
The Glasgow voice.
Downloads. Birth. Echo Link.
Good. Echo Link. That's what I want, so I'll double tap.
Echo Link. Alert, please wait. Loading. Echo Link.
Okay, what's happened is Echo Link has loaded, and now you'll notice something different from what happened on the phone side. On the phone side, TalkBack would have already read the first thing on the page. But as this is a touchscreen device, instead of trying to give you too much feedback, TalkBack says, all right.
Missouri Valley, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 degrees centigrade.
I believe it didn't say, that's not usually what it says when it's trying to do a test, but all right. enough of the jargon. All right, let's left arrow here. What do I mean left arrow? I think I meant swipe left. We'll go continue to do that.
Recent QSOs.
Recent QSOs, back to the left.
No types.
And we're in our stations tab, as you can tell.
Locations. Asterisk Echo Dist Asterisk Audio Test Server.
Alright, so this is our audio test server. Now, go here.
Stations.
Stations.
Settings.
Settings.
Favorites.
Favorites.
Stations. Text. So.
Alright.
Text. Stations.
I'm going to look here while we're doing this. You're going to hear my finger move on the screen a little bit. I'm going to see something here. Do we have a menu button? Or a search?
Setting. Echo Link is logged in image. Missouri. Stations.
Okay.
Echo Link is logged in image. Missouri Valley, IA image. Check out for the new features image. Missouri Valley, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, 15 degrees centigrade. Image, Wi-Fi signal full. Battery 100%. Image, 1-6.
Okay, so on the bottom, there is no search.
Back.
Disappointingly. The menu system for Echo Link isn't exactly existent here. Let's continue to move on the top, going
no types.
Going to the right.
Double. Recent close.
All right.
No types. So text station favorites settings.
Go to settings. I'm going to double tap settings. And you're going to see that I'm going to do something here a little different here, and I look at the settings.
Favorites.
Because I have not made a couple of these changes I told you about on the phone.
Stations.
We'll swipe to the left. I should point out that this is similar to iOS navigation. Not exactly like it, because there are a lot of gestures with TalkBack that are way different.
Text.
That deal primarily with the way you change navigation modes and other things like that.
So.
And I must say, I really don't get into this whole company suing this and this over keyboard commands jargon. Because honestly, you know, if everyone did that, then Freedom Scientific would have to go after NVDA for using commands that are similar to JAWS. But that's the difference. You know, you can't. You know, not everything can be patented. Keystrokes are just things you can't patent. Really shouldn't, if you want my honest opinion, because, you know, you got to use what people are comfortable with, and these gestures work very well with TalkBack as well. So let's swipe to the left.
Disable screen lock. Check box. Checked.
I have that checked for the QSOs. You don't hear the descriptions, but I will explain those to you. To repeat, this is what you use if you're in a QSO in conversation. You may want this to be disabled. Swing to the left.
Camera button PTT. Use dedicated camera button as PTT switch. Check box. Checked.
I have that checked, however, that really doesn't serve a point because there's not a camera button on this tablet that I have found. Now, if someone wants to correct me and they find one, please tell me. But as far as I know on the Nexus 7, There is not a camera button. There is, however, a power button. We'll swing to the left.
App sounds. Unchecked to meet all event sounds. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay. I leave that checked. Move to the left.
Text sound. Play a sound when a line of text is received. Checkbox. Checked. Echo Link is logged in.
Okay, thank you for letting me know that, Echo Link.
And X sound. Play a sound when the other station stops transmitting. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, so that's checked also. So apparently that is checked.
Microphone gain. ODB.
ODB, okay. Now, what it actually said was 0 dB, but if I double tap this...
Alert microphone gain. Cancel. Showing items 1 to 6 of 6.
All right. So we have 6 items here.
Microphone gain. Minus 12 dB. Not checked. Minus 6 dB. Not checked. ODB. Checked. Plus 6 dB. Not checked. Plus 12 dB. Not checked. Plus 18 dB. Not checked. Cancel button.
I'll hit cancel here.
Echoing.
All right, good. We'll continue to move back.
So.
Actually.
Text. Stations.
Since all of this is contained in one window, all I have to do is find the stations tab. See how simple that is? I double tap on stations. And you just heard it make a selection sound. It just basically says, all right, good, that's been selected. We've pressed stations. We'll go to the right.
Favorites. Settings. Stations. Asterisk echo adjust asterisk audio test server.
Okay.
Echo link. Navigate home.
Navigate home. Now, this is, you have to backspace, to get out of this, but here we go.
Asterisk echo adjust asterisk audio test server. Connect button.
There's connect.
Add to favorites button.
I'm going to double tap this. Now.
Connect. Add to favorites button. Disabled.
Okay.
Connect button.
Go ahead and double tap on connect.
Alert. Echo Link.
Welcome to the Echo Link test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back.
Notification volume set to 100%.
Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Okay, so we've connected, and now we can just continue to, now we can move back to the right until we hear transmit.
So, text.
Actually, I'll move to the left.
So, end button. Transmit button.
Here we are.
Echo Link.
KC0USM testing Echo Link on the Nexus 7 tablet.
Tap to stop. Echo Link.
KC0USM testing Echo Link on the Nexus 7 tablet.
Tap to stop.
Okay, you may notice that I had to swipe to the left to end that transmission. I could have pressed the back button, but chose not to.
End transmit button.
Let's move to the left.
CONF audio test server. 10. KC0USM Asus Nexus 7 user. This test server simply records and plays back transmissions for testing purposes. Use it all you like.
Okay. That's the description for the audio test server.
Transmit button.
KC0USM will be clear.
Echo Link.
KC0USM will be clear.
You've got to be good on your timing to avoid having the speech loop through. Not that you can't let it loop through the system, but that's Echo Link in a nutshell.
So, text.
On the tablet, because you can't search for the station, so you have to really do a lot of scrolling.
So, end button.
I'll go ahead and disconnect.
Echo Link is logged in.
All right.
So, text. Station.
And I'll stay on the stations page.
Favorite set station aster location, no types.
Now, I could do locations.
Locations.
And get there that way. I've been doing node types on most of the devices, but when you don't have search, sometimes it's better to do what I'm about to do. So let's go ahead and...
Locations.
Bring that up. All right, so that location shows up.
Stations button. Africa, 20. Asia, 759 nodes. 1,511 Euro nodes. North America, 2,569 nodes.
All right, good. North America.
North America.
I double tap that.
Locations button.
And the locations button is essentially your back button, so it's kind of like the iOS format.
Antigua Barbuda, one node. Barbados, one node. Canada, 234 nodes. Dom, Republic, 11 nodes.
Dominican Republic, okay.
Dominica, one node. Mexico, 45 nodes.
Mexico.
Estevan Gren, two nodes. Trinidad-Tobago, six nodes.
Trinidad and Tobago.
United States, 2,268 nodes.
I know that that's where I want to be, in the United States.
United States.
So I've selected that.
North America button.
Okay.
All areas, 2,268 nodes.
Or?
Area, 209 nodes. Area 1, 128 nodes. Area, 209 nodes.
Area 0. So I'll go ahead and press tab on that. That's Area 0. That encompasses Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and I believe Minnesota, South Dakota, and I want to say North Dakota also.
Area O.
All right, good. Selected that.
United States button. A0HJ. Phillipsburg. KS.
Okay. Now we have a good list here. So now I can actually find a station.
A0OSHA. Maryville. TN. A0RC. R. Mexico Monet. There's 9 p.m. Missouri Valley 59 degrees. A B0BW. Motorola Droid RAZR user.
Oh, Motorola Droid Razor user. You see what happened there? It noticed another Android device and told us what it was.
AB0DXR. Wash. Yeah.
AB0DX. Okay.
X0AL. Nyadesha. KS.
Now it's just running up to the list.
X0KCR. Fort Lupton. CO. USA.
Okay. Fort Lupton. CO. The reason it said USA is because it's seeing a lot of other text in front of it, and unless you separate the tags properly, so this is more or less Searproc, the way it's reading it.
A0BR, R, Al Adana, MN145.490/R.
Okay.
K0XR, Thousand Oaks, K0MR, K0BGSL, in conference KC6WBN, L. K0DMFL, Forest Lake, MN. K0DMFR, Rush City, Minnesota. K0XR.
Okay. What you might have noticed is that I've hit a spot where I need to scroll up, so this is what I'm going to do.
K0NL, White Bear Lake, MN. 1. Showing items 30 to 40. K0NOD-R, Clearfield, Utah, USA. K0SWE-R, 146.82 Council Bluffs, IA.
Okay, good.
K0TECH-R, Independence, MO Races. K0TSK-R, Victor, Iowa. K0UPS-L, Westminster, CO. K0UZI-R, Lawrence, KS.
K0USY.
K0VQL, Basalt, CO 147.555S, 1. K0VI-L, Rapid City, South Dakota. Ka0GFC-R, Ask Raboon Bilmo. Ka0GIF-L, In Conference Asterisks Cars Asterisk. Ka0AJI-R, Murray, NE 147.210. Echolink is logged in.
So you get the idea. Basically, I'm browsing the station list, and once I find the station I want to connect to, I can add the favorites and do all that. So I'm going to hit back.
Back. Double tap to select back. Alert exit application. Are you sure you want to exit Echolink? Yes. No. No button. Yes button.
Okay, so I'll hit yes.
Apps.
And I'll go ahead and lock my screen.
Screen off.
Thank you. All right, now, picking up the iPad. We'll do the iPhone here in just a second. Let me pause briefly to set everything up. iPad is unlocked. We're going to find Echolink and go to town with this.
Page 3 of 5. Ready, Zello, Winter, Salt Team, by Bob's Web 3, Quick Line,
sure.
Walkie Talk, page 2 of 5. Echolink.
Good.
Logging in. Ellipsis.
Okay. The alert come up.
5,502 nodes are online. Heading.
Okay. This is different because we are using the iPad. This is an iPad 2. Now I will go ahead and sweep to the right here.
Star Echo Test Star. Audio Test Server.
Now, I haven't made the changes in the Echolink settings that have been made on here, so I'm going to go ahead and jump over to there real quick.
Switch to normal mode. Button.
After I...
Settings. Tab. 5 of 5.
And I'll sweep over to the settings side.
Selected. Settings. Station. Settings. Heading. Station. Head. Call sign and password. KC0USM.
Okay, good. Call sign and password.
Location and name. Network connection. Heading. Location and name.
Location and name. Let me double tap that so that you can see where
text field. Station info. Station info. Your location. Text field. Is editing. iPad. Clear text. Your first name. iPad user. Multi-A-B-V. 3 of 3 bars. Wife. Your location. Station it. Settings.
Right. Make back out of that.
Settings. Heading.
All right, so that's where the settings, that's where the name and call sign is. It's just kind of a gray area there for me, so I don't really mess that much.
Station. Calls. Location. Network. Automatic. Relay.
Automatic relay. Now this one has...
Alert. Finding. Cancel. But finding route. Ellipse. Cancel.
Let's cancel that.
Selected. Settings. Network connection. Heading. Select direct. Relay. Alert. Logging in. Ellipsis.
I'm choosing relay. It's going to log in.
Selected. Public proxy. Selected. Relay.
Good.
Public custom proxy.
Custom proxy. Good.
Preferences. Heading.
Now, notice all these are divided into headings.
And RX sound. And RX sound. Switch button. Off.
That has been switched on.
And RX sound. Switch button. On.
Good.
Text sound.
You'll notice I kind of like the tablet or the Android version of this just a little better because it does tell you when you make these changes.
Text sound. Switch button. Off.
And it's supposed to usually tell you if the switch button goes and turns on, but it's not telling you that for some reason.
QSO. Text. Tab. Stations. Tab.
Let's go back to stations.
Station. Recent. 3 of 3 bars. Search by. Search by call sign or partial. 5,500. Star Echo Test Star. Audio Test Server.
Now.
Search by call sign or partial call. Search field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, double tap if I want to search for a call sign, but I don't want to, although I can show you, you just double tap on it, type what you want, using the touchpad.
Star Echo Test Star.
Here's Echo Test.
Audio Test Server. Stations. Back button. Start at audio test server. Node 9999.
Okay, we get a little bit more information on this on the iPad side. The node number. If you're ever asked what a node, what your node number is, you could actually find yourself in the list and then go and grab your node number.
Connect button.
Connect.
Add to favorites button.
Now I don't need to worry about that.
Connect button.
I'll connect.
Hints. Add to favorites. QSO. Hints enable. Text. App connect. Node 9. Connect button. Alert. Star at show desk. Audio test server.
This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Okay, there's the mobile courtesy tone. Again, you're hearing that on the iPad.
CONFRX. End. Volume. Selected. QF. End. Station. Volume. For. Use it all. Transmit. Button.
Okay, I should point out there is a couple of issues with the iPad version, and that is the when you land on the relay, it doesn't quite do as good a job as it should, and I'd probably need to update the application, actually. It's probably part of my problem, because I don't have it up to date. Double tap here. KC0USM, testing my audio from the iPad 2, this time as part of the Blind Geek's own podcast. KC0USM will be clear.
Star at show desk, star.
KC0USM, testing my audio from the iPad 2, this time as part of the Blind Geek's own podcast. KC0USM will be clear.
All right, good. That basically is the whole thing in a nutshell. The iPhone version is the same. The only exception is that there is an option, and we're going to look in here and we'll see.
Audio test, CONN, transmit, end, volume, selected, text, state, favorite, settings, station, text, select, volume, end, transmit, see, audio, start, see, transmit, button.
Okay, a few things are missing from the iPad application. So we will go ahead and attempt to work the iPhone application here in just a second. But that's the basics. Getting in to Echo Link, logging in, finding the station, and then doing what we have to do. We selected it, we connected to it, and then we got out of it. Okay? So that's the simplistics of it. I would point out to you also, you may want to keep in mind that if you're using VoiceOver when you are talking, make sure you don't close talk your microphone, but make sure that, because repeater owners may not understand the circumstance. So, you know, but if you let them know that you're a blind ham operator, I'm pretty sure that they'll understand that there is a reason for your screen reader usage on the machine. At this point, I'm going to pause the recording as I'm... Well, actually, first, let me show you how you disconnect and actually show you what else is in here.
CONF Audio Test Server, 9. KC0 is an iPad user. This test server simply records and plays back transmissions for testing purposes. Use it all you like. Text field. Double tap to edit.
You can't actually edit that text field, but that is a read-only text box, and you would notice that if you attempted to edit that. It shows how many people are actually utilizing the server base in that area. But then it also said the description, which you've heard from the tablet and you've heard from the phone already. That's to the left of that. To the right?
Transmit button.
Is what is actually the transmit button. Now, this actually cycles between a transmit and a RX button. When people are talking, it's an RX button. And that means that it's your, but you don't have to press that twice because you already know you're receiving. Move to the right.
End button.
The end button. Again.
Volume, 100%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay. That particular option is the option used to change the volume, which, by the way, that does seem to be universal. It changes the entire audio system volume, so I generally try not to mess with that. Spin it to the left, shall we?
End button.
Double tap on the end button, and we hear this.
Disconnect. Text field.
And the next thing you heard was disconnect text field. And that is because when I disconnected, the application already knew that it needed to disconnect. That's Echolink on the iPad. And so that's pretty straightforward. The switch to normal mode and switch to full screen, just so you know, is because Echolink is for iPhone users. And it's for that reason that there is a screen at the bottom which says switch to normal mode or switch to full screen mode. And switching it to full screen, only difference is that that actually tells an application that if the data inside that application is a little too small, then it will actually go and make the proper adjustments in terms of how easy it is to access and or not easy to access. I will reset and we'll come back on the other. Try that again. I will reset and come back with the final part of this. The iPhone side. Okay, folks, I'm back. And here is the iPhone version of Echolink about to be opened. We'll unlock the screen.
32. Sit, we found. Slide to view. Sing. Slide. Zello. Slide to view. Zello. Zello. Sing. Sing. Slide to. I blink. Slide to view. Charging. Slide to unlock. Take picture. Slide to unlock.
Yep.
Mail. Messages. 30. Cap. Photos. Page 2 of 9. Newsstand. Page 3 of 9. Talk. Vid. Mac. Talk. Tune in. Page 2 of 9. Newsstand. Echo. Echo Link.
Okay, here's Echo Link on the iPhone.
Alert. Logging in.
Good.
Stations. Heading.
Okay. A little different. You might notice the application is a little different on the iPhone. And this is because I believe I may be using a lower version of Echolink. I did not check the version on the program on the iPad to let you know if the versions are different. But it appears by the look that it's different based on what I'm about to discuss with you at this point. Let's go ahead and sweep to the right and find our Echo Test buddy here.
Refresh. Search by Calson or partial call. Field.
Oh, I heard a refresh button.
Double tap to it. 5,503 notes are online.
Oh, okay. It's the same version. Okay, good. Sweep to the right.
Star Echo Test Star. Audio Test Server.
Double tap on this. Now, I should point out on the iPhone, there's a few extra things you're going to hear that you didn't hear previously.
Stations. Stations. Back button.
And that is when we get into the QSL area.
Star Echo Test Audio Test Server. Node 9000. Connect. Button.
I'll go ahead and connect.
Alert. Connecting. Connecting to.
Welcome to the Echolink
Star
Test Echo Server.
Audio Test
this
Server.
This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Okay, as you can hear, I've already enabled the audio audible tone here. I'll get to the actual transmit part in just a minute, but first, let's explore this window a little bit.
Star Echo Test Audio Test Server. CONF Audio Test Server. 8. KC0 as an iPhone user. This test server simply records and plays back transmissions for testing purposes. Use it all you like. Text field.
Okay.
RX. And. Button. RX. And. Use for testing and play. Text. Tab. Volume.
I've got to find it here.
Transmit. Button.
Good. That is the only thing you have to do is you got to go about a little bit about a third of the way up from the bottom to find the receive and transmit. And in order to update its status, you actually have to be touching on that part of the screen. Okay, go to the right.
And button.
Furthermore.
Volume. 100 volume. Selected. QSO.
Now.
Volume. And button. Transmit. Button.
Here we go. KC0USM, testing to make sure we can be heard properly.
Stations. Star Echo Test Star.
To make sure we can be heard properly.
Okay, something happened there.
Audio test. Star Echo. Audio. CONFO. Transmit. Button.
Try it again, shall we? KC0USM. Now testing.
Stations. Star
Echo Test
Star.
Now testing.
Okay. What we're finding out is I've got to give this a few extra seconds. KC0USM. One more final test, and this should work just fine. KC0USM will be clear.
Stations. Star Echo Test Star.
KC0
Audio
USM.
Test Server.
One more final test, and this should work just fine. KC0USM will be clear.
All right, good. We've confirmed it. You just have to wait a few extra seconds to transmit. All right, now, what about those extra settings? I thought I saw some stuff in here previously for AirPlay. And that may be that the older version utilized that, but really,
Star Echo Test.
Simplistic here.
Trend. Audio. Star Echo Test. CO. Empt. And. Volume. Favorites. Tab. Settings. And. Button.
Go ahead and end it. Good. Now.
Settings. Tab. 5 of. Station. Calcin. Location and.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and look at this.
Network. Automatic.
And you'll see.
Direct. Selected. Relay.
Relay is selected.
Public. Cost. Preferences. NRX. NRX. Text. Text sound. QF. Tech. Stations. Favorite. Select.
So same program. Smaller device.
Echo Link. App switcher.
And
Echo Link. Dis Echo Link. Double tap editing apps. Dis Echo Link. App switcher has no item. Dismiss app switcher. Screen locked.
You can contact me, Brandon Hennis, with the following information. On Skype, you can contact me with the Skype ID BHS. PRNW. You may contact me via email, and the email address to do that is bhsprn@gmail.com. You may post to my Facebook, kbplayer2007@aim.com. Follow me on Twitter, keyboardplayer2. KEYBOARDPLAYER, and the number 2. You may also contact me on AudioBoo, if you have that on your iOS or Android device, Keyboard Player 2. SoundCloud, I believe, is WebOROLE, WEBBOROLE. Contributing individuals. Well, this podcast would not be possible without the aid of Rick Harmon, who handles Blind Geek Zone. Rick Harmon has uploaded and done a number of podcasts with demonstrations and how-tos on how to do various different things, including, but not limited to, things relating to Windows Vista, Windows 7, and beyond. Rick Harmon's knowledge and ability to provide descriptions and exactly what you can and can do with different, cannot do, rather, with different programs has allowed him, a very talented podcaster and worker in his own right, to do the job he does. So for Rick Harmon, who runs Blind Geek Zone, and for everybody listening, this is Brandon Hennis saying so long for now, and join me as I take you on another ride later on down the line with another contributed podcast for Blind Geek Zone. Thank you for listening.
Missouri Valley, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, 16 degrees centigrade.
And you heard the temperature rise one more time. God bless, be safe, and we'll talk to you next time. Happy trails to you till we meet again.